Saturday, 15th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading, Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. And the people of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and very many cattle, both flocks and herds. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any provisions. The time of that the people of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And at the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night of watching by the Lord to bring them out of the land of Egypt. So this same night is a night of watching kept to the Lord by all the people of Israel through their generations. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 14. But the Pharisees went out and took counsel against him, how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all, and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah: Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and I shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not wrangle or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick, till he brings justice to victory, and in his name will the Gentiles hope. Theme: God always protects life. There exists an opposition between God and human beings. While God always finds all possible ways to protect life and to heal it through creation, providence, teaching, and redemption, people disregard life and find all possible ways to destroy it through war, birth control, abortion, euthanasia, the death penalty, etc. Today's readings illustrate the truth that God always protects life. In the first reading, the author of the book of Exodus reported the Israelites' great exodus from the Egyptian land under God's protecting hand. Because God doesn't want the Israelites to live a life under slavery or to be destroyed by the Egyptians' bloody hands, he has a plan to move them out of there to enter into the promised land, full of milk and honey. In the Gospel, St. Matthew emphasized two opposite attitudes. When the scribes find a way to destroy the creator of life, Jesus, the suffering servant of God, the suffering servant of God travels everywhere to heal and to protect life. As the prophet Isaiah said this about him: He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick till he brings justice to victory. Analysis reading 1. It was a night of watching by the Lord to bring them out of the land of Egypt. The Israelites' great exodus out of Egypt. The author reported, the people of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and very many cattle, both flocks and herds. This was a great mixed crowd. If we include women and children, the crowd may be estimated to be 2 million. not counting their stock and belongings. To bring such a great and mixed crowd to cross the Red Sea by foot from Ramesses to Succoth would be impossible for human beings, but it is not impossible for God. That night belongs to the Lord. The author continued, "The time that the people of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night of watching by the Lord to bring them out of the land of Egypt. So this same night is a night of watching kept by the Lord by all the people of Israel throughout their generations. From that time on until now, the Israelites loyally celebrate Passover every year with a purpose to memorize and perpetuate this event. They memorized God's immense love for them and remind their descendants to always walk in the Lord's way. This event also reminds them of God's unsurpassable power, so they don't have to worry about any worldly powers. They put their absolute trust in Him. If God is with them, no one can harm them." Jesus made the Jewish Passover as His own Passover when He went through His passion, death, and resurrection. Christians also celebrate Jesus' Passover every year to memorize Jesus' immense love for them, so that they know how to respond to this love by living a worthy life. Gospel: "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight." Two opposite attitudes. In today's passage, Matthew continues two events which the Pharisees argued about with Jesus. Matthew continued to describe two events in which the Pharisees argued with Jesus about keeping the Sabbath. Jesus healed the one with the withered hand in the synagogue, and the disciples picked the heads of grain and ate them. Matthew recorded two attitudes. One, the Pharisees' attitude to destroy life. "But the Pharisees went out and took counsel against him to put him to death." There were many reasons for the Pharisees to kill Jesus. First, they lost face with people. Before these events, there weren't too many people who dared to oppose the Pharisees. But Jesus, an unknown figure, had the audacity to oppose them right in the synagogue. Second, they wanted to protect their power. When they saw people coming to Jesus to listen to his teaching and to be healed, they felt they were going to lose their power. In the fourth gospel, they talked to each other. "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." Last, they thought that they could abuse power to acquire material gains and to destroy people. Being people who knew the law and having high positions in society, they could not find a loophole in the law. And they interpreted the law according to their own way. But Jesus pointed out their evil intentions, and the people no longer were believing in them. Jesus' attitude to protect life. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. We can recognize an extremely irrational act here. but the Creator of life wandered around to heal and to protect life for all. The selfish group of Pharisees gathered together to plot a plan to destroy the giver of life and the healer. Material gains have power to blind people so that they no longer can see the sacredness of life. Because life is so sacred, there is no time that a person must hide away from those who want to destroy his life. Because life is so sacred, there are times when a person must hide away from those who want to destroy his life, not to oppose them all the time. To avoid getting killed, Jesus hid from them, not because he feared them, but because he had so many things to accomplish before he left the world to return to his Father. When the time comes, Jesus shall encourage. When the time comes, Jesus will be encouraged to pour out his blood for the truth. Jesus prohibited people from revealing his origin so that he could easily come and go to carry out his mission. Advertising his presence and power would only benefit those who wanted to destroy him. The Lord's suffering servant. Matthew looked at Jesus' mission as the fulfillment of the suffering servant's mission, which Isaiah mentioned in the first song. Many important descriptions of the suffering servant were fulfilled by Christ. First, Jesus was chosen, beloved, and delighted by God. In Jesus' baptism at the Jordan, there was the Father's voice from heaven, which witnessed for Jesus. Here is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Second, Jesus' mission is to announce justice before all mankind. People are justified by their faith in Christ. Jesus shall bring justice to victory, because all people shall put their hope in his name. Finally is the way which Jesus carried out his mission. It is different with the Pharisees, who were always concerned with fame, power, position, and material gains. Jesus didn't fight, shout, or scream in the city. The Jews expected a powerful Messiah who would liberate them by power. But Jesus used the suffering way to set people free from sins and death. Application in life. God is the creator and protector of life. He gives life to us so that we might protect it, not to destroy life. We must value, nurture, and protect our life and the lives of all creatures. We have no right to destroy human life under any form.